you know, so they used to have a lot of sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, something would happen to mother, so she wouldn't claim or something, so they end up with a pink one, which
okay. They
would give away a lot of times. So okay. You don't want to hand raise them.
All right. Yeah, that would be a tough job. Got any terms for animal excrement, animal waste?
Bullshit.
I think that's something else. Okay.
I don't know, you know, I
ever hear it called manure?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe dung?
Yeah. Mainly manure, I guess, what we use around this area.
Okay. Do you know of any euphemisms for different sheep? A euphemism is a term you might use in formal situations. At one time, maybe not so much anymore, but a term you would use for an animal around ladies, if you were in the presence of women, you would use a different term. They might find something like bull or ram offensive, and so a different term would be used. Does that ring a bell at all? Or?
No, I don't.
Okay.
You know, I think most of them around here that are associated with animals, you mean they just, you say the term and they just, you know, they know what you're talking about.
That's been the consensus in Colorado that I've gotten so far. In the East at one time, it was a common thing to hear of gentleman cows or something like that.
Oh?
Does that ring a bell with you? Have you heard that? But, let me ask you about wild animals. You got any wild horses around here?
No. Oh, yeah. Well, down in New Mexico, they do. Down right on the New Mexico-Colorado border, they do on Caracas Mesa.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool. What are some other small animals that you see running around here?
Well, you've got rabbits and squirrels and chipmunks.
Skunks.
And skunks, yeah, and coons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Porcupines.
Badgers and porcupines.
Oh, you got porcupines around here?
Oh,
yeah, that's...